Taking a look first at your news for the hour. A local animal shelter is giving residents a chance to spend a day with a dog in need of a home. The Saginaw County Animal Shelter and Control is offering a program called Dog Day Out, which allows people to take shelter dogs out for short visits. Participants can bring a dog along for everyday activities such as a walk, a trip to the park, or even just simply relaxing at home. The initiative is designed to give the animals a break from the shelter environment while also helping staff learn more about each dog's behavior outside of the kennel. Anyone interested can visit the shelter, present a valid ID, complete a brief form, and they'll be provided with supplies for the outing, including a leash and some treats. And another news for today. Judge Ferris in Huron County District Court earlier today sentenced Carl Willis Witherspoon to 6 months probation. The court adopted the probation officer's recommendation. Witherspoon has no prior criminal history. He was told to complete the Alcohol Insight and Awareness Program by July 31st as a part of his probation. He's also to serve 24 hours of community service by September the 4th. Successful completion of his probation may lead to an earlier discharge. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Too many families face a widening gap between what they can afford and what they need to thrive. More than half of families in the U.S. today are one paycheck away from financial crisis. At Good360, we deliver hope when families need it most, providing essentials like clothing, hygiene items, and household goods. Put help within reach. Learn more at good360.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, Ian Nathan Morley has pled guilty to operating a vehicle in violation of license restrictions during a Huron County District Court hearing today. The charge stemmed from an incident on March the 11th in Harbor Beach, where Morley was found sitting inside of a car with his girlfriend, not a family member, violating his restricted license. The restriction was due to 5 points off of his license. A second charge, public consumption of marijuana, was dismissed as part of the plea agreement. The court sentenced Morley to a total of $315 in fines, and Morley will pay $20 per month, with the first payment due by April the 30th. The court clarified that any further license restrictions would be handled by the Secretary of State. And another news for today. In Huron County District Court, James Allen Stamen pled guilty to attempted interference with electronic communications and domestic violence second abuse during a probable cause conference. The charges stem from an incident on March the 22nd in Lake Township, where Stamen admitted to an altercation with his wife, Deborah Ann Stamen, during which he intentionally prevented her from communicating by telephone by taking her phone away. Stamen does have prior domestic violence convictions from April the 28th of 2023. Judge Ferris accepted the guilty plea, dismissing the original charge of interfering with an electronic communication device. His sentencing is scheduled for Thursday, May 21st at 11:30 a.m., following a probation interview and recommendation. The no-contact order with the victim has been lifted, with the condition that no assaultive or threatening behavior occurs. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, April the 16th of 2026. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.